This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Y'all's conspiracies on Mario Edwards Jr. are crazy.
They're brutal.
A wildin'. No, this was not a conspiracy to get him off the roster for 4 weeks without create a spot. Because see, that man is losing like $360,000.
Almost 400, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So,
and he would have been one you wanted to keep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a lot easier to just go to the back end of your 53.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say easy as someone like losing their job in that instance, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, easy for everybody, but the guy losing his job.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sprinkle some respectfullys on there to make sure that people know I'm not being cavalier. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to our question of the day. We do this every day. Not this particular question, but just the question of the day. But last night we had Monday Night Football in which the Buffalo Bills comedically triumphed over the New York Jets at the Meadowlands or MetLife Stadium, I guess is the way that I'd say that, 23-20. And after, or actually during the course of this, a cacophony is the word that I'll use.
There you go.
Just to be verbose for no reason. Just an ungodly amount of penalties came through in this game. And Aaron Rodgers, he ain't like that.
You're going to drop that on Christina today, aren't you?
Yeah, I should. She's going to look at me crazy.
A hoops?
Yeah, like, so, who told you that?
Just blame Reggie. Always blame Reggie. You know what? That's, you have a get-out-of-jail-free card. If you need to blame me, just go for it. But this is Aaron Rodgers talking about just the ungodly amount of penalties.
Yeah, it seemed a little ridiculous. Some of them seemed really bad, including the roughing the passer on me. That's not roughing the passer. Might as well play sarcastaball if we're going to call those things.
Sarcastaball.
And I thought the one on Kinlaw was not roughing the passer either. So.
Sarcastaball.
Yeah, so he was not pleased with the officiating, but sarcastaball. I didn't even know what that was. I was like, man. What's that?
Yeah, it was big in, very big in South Park. And basically what it is they wanted to, they were mocking the NFL. And so they created a playground game called Sarcastaball where every kid wore a tinfoil hat. Instead of carrying a football, they carried a balloon. In case they fell on it, it would pop. And you basically didn't tackle people. You were just sarcastically mocking them as they played the game. So it was taking all the violence and the hitting out of the game.
So pretty much put a dress on them.
Well, actually, they said put a bra on them.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the rules. You put a bra on each kid.
So you've watched it then.
Sorry.
All right. So what were your favorite children's games? And of course, because Sarcastaball is a made up one, bonus points for made up games.
Well, the one that I thought of, it was not made up by us, but it took over the playground when I was like in fourth or fifth grade. You remember the TV show Fat Albert?
Yes, yeah. Vaguely.
Yeah. So Fat Albert was big when I was in elementary school, and they had a game called Buck Buck, and it was the most brutal, heinous game in the that you could imagine. So the it's a line of like six or eight kids. They're each grabbing the person in front of them, their waist. And you kind of hunch over, you know, you're kind of leaning down and you're grabbing the person in front of your waist. And the front person is grabbing a tree. All right.
Okay.
And so the other team, all six of, all right.
So it's just a chain of people.
Yes.
Holding on to a tree.
Okay. And then holding on to a tree, the front person. So the other team would run and elbows flying, knees flying, bounce on, you know, jump on top of the line of kids and try to break the chain. So if you broke the chain.
Oh, so this is like sadistic Red Rover.
Yes, sadistic Red Rover.
Okay,
it's
very
called
good.
Buck Buck. And I tell you, for about 2 years there when I was on that. It took over the playground. Like, it took over, and there were kids bloodied and battered and broken noses and fat lips. And ultimately, after a while, the teacher said, no more Buck Buck. But
y'all needed the teachers to come and tell you that?
It was brutal. Hey, man, Red Rover, you're basically clotheslining kids.
You just described people giving the people's elbow to each other.
That's exactly what it was. You go with your elbow or your knee, try to break the chain. And it was brutal, man.
Damn. Not going to pop. Nothing like that's going to pop up as my favorite. Maybe me and you were just different in the way that no way I would have kept playing that game. Figgy, for you, is there a children's game that you enjoyed? Yeah, poor baby indeed. Mm-hmm. Was there a children's game that you enjoyed a ton?
I don't even know if I would call this a children's game. Okay. Because we were like...
Don't you get out here saying like spades or something. I'll be
No. I was thinking, me as a teenager, we used to play a game called Manhunt.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like older kids hide and go seek. So you running all over the neighborhood pretty much. So it's like one group of people and another group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we count to like 60. And we like all over the hood, like everywhere, like streets and streets and streets over. And we looking for them. If we find somebody, we got to run and actually beat them up physically.
Oh, wow. Like, okay. Like, there's a physical the ribs.
So we beat them up, and then now they on our team. So we got to find the other ones. So it was really Manhunt. Like, people would be on roofs. People would be all over the place, man. It was like really a man. Like, we would be stomping people out. It was wild, man.
I'm telling you, they don't make games like they used to, do they?
Yeah.
I wonder if people still play that.
Yeah, there's like, you know, health and safety elements apparently is why we don't do that. From the 832, best childhood game for sure, curveball. If you know, throwing the basketball at the curb.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think I played very much curveball personally. Mm-hmm. Someone else mentioned a game that I'm not even sure. Oh, Manhunt. There's support coming in from Manhunt.
They know what you're on. Yeah.
They know what you are on. From the 713, they said they played a game called Six Man Booger Bear, which, what?
What is that?
Ooh. Basically, an enhanced tackle the man with the ball, with each person having their own goal.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I didn't realize tackle the man with the ball had a goal. I thought it was just keep going until somebody beats you up.
I'm just glad they used that name.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
Not the other
Did
one.
Anybody come up with one that actually rolled off the tongue that was not potentially either homophobic or just really weird? Did anybody come up with one of those names?
But see, I used to say Dino Man.
Dino Man?
Yeah, Dino Man.
Mm-hmm. Never heard that. But that's the same. Okay.
It was the same thing.
Yeah.
So I never even heard that term, y'all.
Oh, it was big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
used to say Dino Man.
I like that. Yeah. Of all the unnecessarily violent games that we have somehow stumbled into, mm-hmm. that was the one that I had played. And I played, I hadn't played any of those ones. Well, actually, I played Manhunt before, just not mm-hmm. a lot. The game that came to mind for me, and maybe I'm just real simple, I played the mess out of some wall ball. And I guess there was the physical element because, mm-hmm. you end up with somebody on the wall and you spike the ball, hit them real hard with the tennis ball or whatever, because I don't know, kids are bad people, but I love me some wall ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Man,
it's really amazing that like generations, mine and the one behind that one, and maybe even the one behind that one, that so many kids are actually still alive.
Just beating the hell out of each other.
Man, you should have saw how we used to play Manhunt.
Yeah.
And when somebody get caught, their shirt be all ripped, and they be sitting here limping.
No one.
Like, all right, I seen Sammy over there.
How about King of the Hill? First of all, there's King of the Hill, and then there was... I don't know. This is silly, but we used to play King of the Hill on top of a jungle gym. So people would like roll down the jungle gym, on, you know, the bars. Like they'd be bump, bump, bump.
Storytime 75 rather on the YouTube played a game called Interception. QB would purposely make a high throw and somebody would take your legs out while in midair and you had to hold on to the ball for points. Okay.
So I
that's,
like that.
That's
actually
like jackpot but with defense.
Mm-hmm.
I like jackpot. I played a whole bunch of jackpot.
Yeah.
And I mean when you fancied yourself a wide receiver, that was a fun game to play. somebody wall ball with a racquetball. Oh yeah. So that took it up another level because there was a little bit more tough. Texas softball cul-de-sac with softball with the basketball. Wait a minute, what? How are you hitting a basketball? Do I want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Elephant ball, which is baseball with the basketball. There's how many people were hitting basketballs with bats? How did that work?
Do they even play dodgeball anymore on playgrounds?
They got to.
Ah. I don't know.
It's everything.
Well, maybe not on playgrounds. I feel like that's more of a gym activity.
I think, they
with the little soft Nerf balls.
Yeah.
But the soft Nerf balls, like, they're not the big round.
Remember those red?
Yeah.
Those
classic
were the ones we used.
Where you get hit in the face, you can hear that ringing.
Boing. Yeah.
Ding. Yeah. But I kind of like the little Nerf balls because now it becomes more fast paced. It's like more agility involved. So, yeah. Love me.
713-572-4610. Are they allowing your kids to play dodgeball? I'll bet you they don't.
I think they
do
play
in the gyms.
I know
last time I worked at it was high school too.
Yeah.
And they actually played dodgeball in the gym.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wondering.
I think we're still.
I don't think they play it how we used to play it.
Yeah.
Foursquare comes up. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. So now the table games are coming in. Our guy B Scott, he'll be joining us here shortly. Thumps and pencil break. Pencil break was an elite one. Especially
what's pencil break?
So it's really stupid, and I'm sure parents hated it because
you had to do a karate chop.
Not karate chop, but with your pencil, with another pencil, someone would hold their pencil across, and you had to
pencil break.
Yeah, flick your pencil to try and break their pencil.
We used to do that all.
And so you would take
that
turns
and spoon break.
We used to karate chop, and you'd all have a bruise.
Of course you did.
Of
course you did. Of course you did.
Yeah, no, spoon break used to go hard. I didn't got in trouble for that, man. Like we used to be playing for money.
Yeah,
we used to be in the corner.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. What I used to play for money was dice. Like I straight up had dice in school.
Yeah.
I was like I said,
in middle school we used to do flips, like flip quarters.
Oh yeah.
And now, if you land on heads just like the guy got, then you take the money.
Oh, okay.
So it was like bad. I cleaned up on that, man.
Now, kickball, I thought I was elite at kickball for a little bit. But the game that I really disliked that I would not play with these other folks and probably why my hands are not as calloused as others, quarters, when like you know, flick them at your knuckles. Or is that knuckles? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I hated that. But yeah, that was another one of those kind of table games that people hand slap.
Somebody said bloody knuckles.
Bloody knuckles.
I played that.
I guarantee you that ain't played anymore.
Yeah, no, we used to just be firing at each other knuckles, man. Just,
so what we've learned is kids' games are just...
S-A-W-F-T.
Yeah. You know, kids' games are not for the soft.
They all on their phones.
Not for the brain apart.
Yeah.
Knuckles. Bloody Knuckles is his name. Appreciate y'all. Man, all I learned is just we should not have been doing these things.
No, that's I don't know how we survived.
We came to this with like such good intentions. I'm like, hey, what did we do for fun? And apparently just hurt each other was what we did for fun. Was harm each other physically is what we did.
That's why where we are now. That's why we real men.
Is that what it is? Okay, that explains so many things. All right, that's the question of the day here in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Now y'all getting into the car game. That's a whole different category.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother.
Category. Tunk. All right. Yes, I've heard of that. Apparently, baseball players play that a lot.
Which
really?
One?
I ain't on flights.
Yeah, Tunk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's one of their. That's
Tunk and Spades is the only card games I know how to play.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. We'll get into that another day. I'm certain of it. I'll write it down right now. But coming up next, it's an hour that everybody looks forward to. B. Scott jumps in. We'll go around the NFL to start. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.